Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, we read these powerful words. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is anyone who hangs upon a tree." This scripture is powerful and full of promise for the Christian today. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Or you could read it, Christ has purchased our freedom from the curse of the law. However, in order to take hold of the meaning of this verse, it's important to understand what the curse of the law is. When Moses was reiterating to the children of Israel in Deuteronomy chapters 27 and 28, the great promises of God, the blessings God wanted to pour out on their lives, but also the curses that would come upon them if they were disobedient to God, he gave quite an explanation and several specific instances where a curse would come upon a person and even multiple generations after them if they were disobedient to the Lord. It's vital for us as Christians today to understand that the spiritual principle of curses and blessings still exist, even though we live in a New Testament dispensation. Let me ask you this question. If Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, and this is the truth of Scripture that we see in Galatians 3:13, why are so many Christians experiencing the effects of the curse in their life when Christ has done this work for us on the cross? Let me suggest this to you. If you are ignorant of what Christ has won for you by his death and resurrection, then Satan will use your ignorance against you. Remember, he's a trespasser, or you could say he's an illegal squatter, squatting on ground that does not belong to him. The scripture warns us that we're not to give the devil a foothold. And by saying that, it implies that Satan can gain a foothold in a Christian's life, since those words were written to Christians by the Apostle Paul. Satan will use your ignorance against you if you are ignorant of what Christ has won for you by his death and resurrection, and if you do not exert your authority that you have in Christ. Also, the writer said this as well. We are not ignorant of his devices, implying that there are devices that Satan uses and that as far as the apostle was concerned, he said, we are not ignorant of those. However, there are many Christians that are ignorant of the devices of Satan and how he is able to gain a foothold in the life of a Christian through the obvious ignorance on the part of the Christian person. God does not want us ignorant of Satan's devices. He wants us to have understanding of spiritual things. Satan's been around for centuries, and he is quite adept at understanding spiritual principles and spiritual things as God has laid them out in his word. However, we need to be adept at understanding spiritual principles, kingdom principles, so that we can not be ignorant of Satan's devices against us, and so that we don't, by ignorance, come under a curse and have a curse operating in our life when we are Christians for whom Christ died, shed his blood to release us from the curse of the law. First, let me give you a quick explanation of what that curse of the law really means. In Deuteronomy chapter 27, Moses outlined for the children of Israel before they were going to go into the promised land some important warnings to them that a curse, you could say the judgment of God or condemnation or damnation would come upon them through their disobedience to specific laws of God. For instance, in Deuteronomy 27:15, we read these words, "Cursed is the man who makes an idol or a molten image, an abomination to the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and sets it up in secret. And all the people shall answer and say, Amen." This scripture tells us that a person who sets up an idol, something that would be considered idolatry, idol worship, an abomination to God, these things would bring a curse upon his life. Now, I live in Southern California, and you can go to many, many places in Southern California, such as restaurants in specific, where you will see the owners or proprietors having set up little altars that are an idolatrous altar, perhaps a statue of an idol, and they will have fruit offerings sitting there, be making fruit offerings to this idol, and their purpose, or some of them will have dollar bills stuffed in the idol. It's amazing. I saw this yesterday, and the purpose that they are trying to achieve through this is they are trying, through their ignorance and their lack of understanding of the one true God and his purposes and his spiritual law, they are trying to bring a blessing upon themselves by offerings to this idol that they worship. The reality, however, that we see here in Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 15, is that such a person brings a curse on themselves. They bring trouble. They bring destruction. They bring tragedy, disaster into their lives, into the lives of their family, by doing things that open a door to allow the judgment of this curse to come into their lives. Many Christians seem to be experiencing, you could say, the effects of a curse on their lives, and yet they love God, they honor Jesus Christ as Lord, and yet why is it that they keep seeing some sort of a curse that they can't seem to shake off? Trouble always comes to them. They never can get ahead. There seems to be constant accidents or tragedy or disaster just seems to follow their family line. I will say this to you. There is a thing called a curse, and it is a spiritual principle that as Christians we need to understand, and we need to be able to have the wisdom of God and the revelation of God so that we do not open any doors in our own lives to bring such a thing on ourselves through ignorance. Because Christ has already redeemed us or purchased our freedom from the effects of the curse of the law, which would come upon people who are disobedient to God's word. And we know that we all have fallen short, according to Romans chapter 3, but would we then, because we've fallen short of the glory of God, that we've stumbled, that we have been disobedient at times, are we doomed then to reap destruction as these curses that are listed in Deuteronomy 27 and 28? I say to you, no, that is not the intent of God. That's why he sent Jesus, to free us from the curse of the law, because God has a holy standard and he never wants any person to break that standard. But as humans, we have fallen short and will fall short. However, curses can come upon your life through disobedience that you may not even recognize and not repent of. We know as Christians, we're told in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And when he cleanses us, he makes us clean from anything that a curse could attach itself to that should come on us because of our disobedience. But many people have things happening in their lives that they've never repented of because they don't even realize perhaps they have been in sin in a certain area. Let me give you an example. One of the things that the scripture tells us is that there is power in the words of your mouth. And we see in other places, the scriptures that I talked about yesterday, that God exhorts us to choose life and blessing and not to choose death and the curse. However, with the words of our mouth, we are often tempted to curse ourselves and not even perhaps realize it. And then if you don't realize it, you certainly don't know that you should repent of it. When I was a young woman, I cursed myself, not realizing it at the time. I was not a believer at that point, but as a teenager, I repeatedly said over myself that I was never going to have children. I was never going to have children. And this word curse over my own body ended up resulting in myself in my 20s having repeated miscarriages, all kinds of problems, surgery, ectopic pregnancy, tubal pregnancy, losing multiple babies in this way. I cried out to God. I was a Christian by that time. My husband and I prayed, oh God, what is the source of this? We know it is not you. You are not the author of destruction. You're the author of life. What is going on? God revealed to me this very thing that I had done. I obviously had never repented of it. I never thought about it. But God reminded me and gave me a clear picture of myself at 16 years old, cursing myself, I will never have children. And with great vehemence was quite sure and made that statement about myself. That was an open door. It was against the will of God. And cursing myself resulted in physical problems that only bringing myself to the place by the grace of God where I was ready to repent, God forgive me, confessing it as sin to the Lord, asking God to cleanse me. Immediately, I began to have good health in that area. And within 11 months, I was pregnant again, had a perfect pregnancy, and bore a beautiful son without another problem in the arena of childbearing. And I tell you this to say there is such a thing as a curse. God doesn't want Christians affected by it, but our ignorance can bring it upon ourselves. And tomorrow I'll talk to you more about pinpointing the source of a curse if you believe there's something operating in your life that you haven't been able to get the victory over. Join me tomorrow. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious day.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.